Soul Power Series. The purpose of life is to serve. I have committed my life to this purpose. Service is my life mission. My total life mission is to transform the consciousness of humanity and all souls in the universe and enlighten them in order to create love, peace, and harmony for humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes. This mission includes three empowerments. My first empowerment is to teach universal service, to empower people to be unconditional universal servants. The message of universal service is, I serve humanity and the universe unconditionally. You serve humanity and the universe unconditionally. Together, we serve humanity and all souls in the universe unconditionally. My second empowerment is to teach healing, to empower people to heal themselves and heal others. The message of healing is, I have the power to heal myself. You have the power to heal yourself. Together, we have the power to heal the world. My third empowerment is to teach the power of soul, which includes soul secrets, wisdom, knowledge, and practices, and to transmit the divine soul power to empower people to transform every aspect of their lives and enlighten their souls, hearts, minds, and bodies. The message of soul power is, I have the soul power to transform my consciousness and every aspect of my life and enlighten my soul, heart, mind, and body. You have the soul power to transform your consciousness and every aspect of your life and enlighten your soul, heart, mind, and body. Together, we have the soul power to transform consciousness and every aspect of all life and enlighten humanity and all souls. To teach the power of the soul is my most important empowerment. It is the key for my total life mission. The power of soul is the key for transforming physical life and spiritual life. This is the key for transforming and enlightening humanity and every soul in all universes. The beginning of the 21st century is the transition period into a new era for humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes. This era is named Soul Light Era. The Soul Light Era began on August 8, 2003. It will last 15,000 years. Natural disasters, including tsunami, hurricanes, cyclones, earthquakes, flood, tornadoes, hail, blizzards, fires, drought, extreme temperatures, famine, and disease, and ethnic wars, terrorism, proliferation of nuclear weapons, economic challenges, pollution, vanishing species, and other such upheavals are part of this transition. In addition, millions of people are suffering from depression, anxiety, fear, anger, and worry. They suffer from pain, chronic conditions, and life-threatening illnesses. Humanity needs help. The consciousness of humanity needs to be transformed. The sufferings of humanity needs to be removed. The Soul Power Series are brought to you by Heaven's Library. They reveal soul secrets and teach soul wisdom, soul knowledge, and soul practices for your daily life. The power of soul can heal, prevent illness, rejuvenate, prolong life, and transform consciousness and every aspect of life, including relationships and finances. The power of soul is vital to serving humanity and Mother Earth during this transition period. The power of soul will awaken and transform the consciousness of humanity and all souls. In the 20th century, and for centuries before, mind over matter played a vital role for healing, rejuvenation, and life transformation. In soul-led era, soul over matter, soul power will play the vital role to heal, rejuvenate, and transform all life. There are countless souls on Mother Earth, souls of human beings, souls of animals, souls of other living things, and souls of inanimate things. Everyone and everything has a soul. Every soul has its own frequency and power. Jesus had amazing healing power. We have heard many heart-touching stories of lives saved by Guanyin's compassion. Mother Mary's love has created many heart-moving stories. All of his great souls were given divine soul power to serve humanity. In all of the world's great religions and spiritual traditions, including Buddhism, Taoism, Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, Islam, and more, there are similar accounts of great spiritual healing and blessing power. I honor every religion and every spiritual tradition. However, I am not teaching religion. I am teaching soul power, which includes soul secrets, soul wisdom, soul knowledge, and soul practices. Your soul has the power to heal, rejuvenate, and transform life. An animal's soul has the power to heal, rejuvenate, and transform life. The souls of sun, the moon, an ocean, a tree, and a mountain have the power to heal, rejuvenate, and transform life. The souls of healing angels, ascended masters, holy saints, Taoist saints, Hindu saints, Buddhas, and other high-level spiritual beings have great soul power to heal, rejuvenate, and transform life. Every soul has its own standing. Spiritual standing or soul standing has countless layers. Soul power also has layers. Not every soul can perform miracles like Jesus, Guanyin, and Mother Mary. Soul power depends on the soul's spiritual standing in heaven. The higher a soul stands in heaven, the more soul power that one is given by the divine. Jesus, Guanyin, and Mother Mary all have a very high spiritual standing. Who determines a soul's spiritual standing? Who gives the proper soul power to a soul? Who decides the direction for humanity, Mother Earth, and the universes? The top leader of the spiritual world is a decision maker. This top leader is the divine. The divine is a creator and a manifester of all universes. In the soul-led era, all souls will join as one and align their consciousness with divine consciousness. At this historic time, the divine has decided to transmit the divine's soul treasures to humanity and all souls to help humanity and all souls go through Mother Earth's transition. Let me share two personal stories with you to explain how I reached this understanding. First, in April 2003, I held a power healing workshop for about 100 people at the Land Medicine Buddha in California. As I was teaching, the divine appeared. I told the student, "The divine is here. Could you give me a moment?" I bowed down to the floor to honor the divine. When I was young, at age 6, I started to learn Tai Chi. At age 10, I started to learn Qigong. I learned how to bow to my Tai Chi master, Qigong master, and my spiritual master. This is the Chinese traditions. I tell them, and this is the way how I honor my spiritual father and mothers, and how I honor divine. Then I tell everyone, I will have a conversation with the divine. I began by saying silently, "Dear divine, I am honored you are here." The divine, who was in front of me above my head, replied, "Jigang, I come today to pass a spiritual law to you." I said, "I am honored to receive this spiritual law from you." Divine continued, "This spiritual law is named the Universal Law of Universal Service. This is one of the highest spiritual laws in the universe. It applies to the spiritual world and the physical world." The divine pointed to himself and said, "I am a universal servant." Then he pointed at me and said, "You are a universal servant." Then divine swept his hands in front of everyone and said, "Everyone and everything is a universal servant. A universal servant offers universal service unconditionally. Universal service includes universal love, forgiveness, peace, healing, blessing, harmony, and enlightenment. If one offers a little service, one receives little blessing from the universe and from me. If one offers more service, one receives more blessing. If one offers unconditional service, one receives unlimited blessing." The divine paused for a moment before continuing. "There is another kind of service, which is unpleasant. Unpleasant service includes killing, harming, taking advantages of others, cheating, stealing, complaining, and more. If one offers a little unpleasant service, one learns little lessons from the universe and from me. If one offers more unpleasant service, one learns more lessons. If one offers huge unpleasant service, one learns huge lessons." I asked, "What kinds of lessons could one learn?" The divine replied, "The lessons include sickness, accidents, injuries, financial challenges, broken relationships, emotional imbalances, mental confusion, and disorder." The divine stressed, "This is how the universe operates. This is one of my most important spiritual laws for all souls in the universe to follow." After the divine delivered this universal law, I instantly made a silent vow to the divine. "Dear divine, I am extremely honored to receive your law of universal service. I am making a vow to you now, to humanity and all souls in all universes, that I will be an unconditional universal servant. I will give my total gold. This means gratitude, obedience, loyalty, devotion to you and to serving you. I am honored to be your servant and a servant of all humanity and all souls. Hearing this, the divine smiled and left. My second story happened 3 months later, in July 2003, while I was holding a soul study workshop near Toronto. The divine came again. I again explained to my student that the divine had appeared and asked them to wait a moment as I bowed down 108 times and listen to the divine's message. At that moment, divine told me, "Jigang, I come today to choose you as my direct servant, vehicle, and channel." I was deeply moved and said to the divine, "I'm honored. What does it mean to be your direct servant, vehicle, and channel?" The divine replied, "When you offer healing and a blessing to others, call me. I will come instantly to offer my healing and a blessing to them." I was deeply touched and replied, "Thank you so much for choosing me as your direct servant." The divine continued, "I can offer my healing and a blessing by transmitting my permanent healing and a blessing treasures." I asked, "How do you do this?" The divine answered, "Select a person and I will show you." I asked for a volunteer with the serious health challenges. A man named Walter raised his hand. He stood up and explained that he had liver cancer with a 2x3 cm tumor that had just been diagnosed from a biopsy. Then I asked the divine, "Please bless water. Please show me how you transmit your permanent treasures." Immediately, I saw the divine send a beam of light from the divine's heart to water's liver. The beam shot into his liver, and it turned into a golden light ball that instantly started turning. Water's whole liver shined with beautiful golden light. The divine asked me, "Do you understand what software is?" I was surprised by this question, but replied, "I do not understand much about computers. I just know that software is a computer program. I have heard about accounting software, office software, and graphic design software." "Yes," divine said, "software is a program. That is the computer language. I am transmit divine soul software for humanity. Like water, I have just transmitted divine liver soul software for him. This divine liver soul software is the golden light ball. It carries my frequency, vibration with love, forgiveness, compassion, and light. My frequency and the vibration will transform the frequency and the vibration of water's liver. My love melts all blockages and transforms all life. My forgiveness brings the inner joy and the inner peace. My compassion boosts energy, stamina, vitality, and immunity. My light heals, rejuvenate, and transform every aspect of life. My soul software carries my power, which can help his liver recovery. This is the meaning that you are choosing my direct servant vehicle and channel. You ask me, I will transmit my soul treasures to humanity. I was deeply moved, touched, excited, and humbled. I instantly told Divan, I'm so honored to be your direct servant. How blessed I am to be a chosen one. I cannot honor you enough. Thank you so much. But dear Divan, why did you choose me? I choose you, said the Divan, because you have served humanity for more than 1,000 lifetimes. You have been totally committed to serve my mission, to serve humanity through all your lifetimes. Therefore, I choose you to be my direct servant, to transmit my soul treasures, to help, to save humanity. This is my decision. I was moved to tears. I instantly bowed down 108 times again and made following vow. Dear Divan, I cannot bow down to you enough for the honor you have given to me. No words can express my greatest gratitude. How blessed I am to be your direct servant to download your permanent healing and blessing treasures to humanity and all souls. Humanity and all souls will receive your huge blessings through my service as your direct servant. I give my total life to you and to humanity. I will accomplish your tasks. I will be a pure servant to humanity and all souls. I bowed again. Then I asked Divan, how should Walter use his soul software? Divan said, Walter must spend time to practice with my soul software. Tell him that simply to receive my soul software does not mean he will recover. He must practice with his treasure every day to restore his health, one step at a time. I said, how should he practice? The Divan gave me this guidance. Tell Walter to chant repeatedly, Divan Liver Soul Software heals me. 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 I asked, for how long should Walter chant? The Divan answered, at least 2 hours per day. The longer he practices, the better. If Walter does this, he could recover in 3 to 6 months. I shared this information with Walter, who was excited and deeply moved. Walter said, I will practice 2 hours or more each day. Finally, I asked Divan, how does the soul software work? The Divan replied, my soul software is a golden healing ball that rotates and clears energy and spiritual blockages in Walter's liver. I again bowed to the Divan 108 times. Then I stood up and offered 3 soul softwares to every participant. In the workshop, I said Divan gifts. Upon seeing this, the Divan smiled and left. Walter immediately began to practice as directed for at least 2 hours every day. 2.5 months later, a CT scan and MRI showed that his liver cancer had completely disappeared. At the end of 2006, I met Walter again at a signing in Toronto for my book Soul Mind Body Medicine. In May 2008, Walter attended one of my events at the Unity Church of Truth in Toronto. On both events, Walter told me that there was still no sign of cancer in his liver. For nearly 5 years, his divine soul download healed his liver cancer. He was very grateful to the divine. This major event of being chosen as a direct divine servant happened in July 2003. As I mentioned, a new era for Mother Earth and the universe, the soul-led era, began on August 8, 2003. The timing may look like a coincidence, but I believe there could be an underlying spiritual reason. Since July 2003, I have offered divine transmissions to humanity almost every day. I have offered more than 10 divine transmissions to all souls in all universes. I share this story with you to introduce the power of divine transmissions or divine soul downloads. Now, let me share the commitment that I made in Soul Wisdom, the first book of my Soul Power series, and that I have renewed in every one of my books since. From now on, I will offer divine soul downloads in every book. Divine soul downloads are permanent divine healing and blessing treasures for transforming your life. There is an ancient saying, if you want to know if a pear is sweet, taste it. If you want to know the power of divine soul downloads, experience it. Divine soul downloads carry divine frequency with divine love, forgiveness, compassion, and light. Divine frequency transforms the frequency of all life. Divine love melts all blockages, including energy and spiritual blockages, and transforms all life. Divine forgiveness brings inner peace and inner joy. Divine compassion boosts energy, stamina, vitality, and immunity. Divine light heals, prevents sickness, rejuvenates, and prolongs life. A divine soul download is a new soul created from the heart of the divine. The divine soul download transmitted to Walter was a soul software. Since then, I have transmitted several other types of divine soul downloads, including divine soul transplants. A divine soul transplant is a new divine soul of an organ, a part of the body, a bodily system, cells, DNA, RNA, the smallest matter in cells, all the spaces between cells. When it is transmitted, it replaces the recipient's original soul of the organ, the part of the body, system, cells, DNA, RNA, smallest matter in cells, all spaces between cells. A new divine soul can also replace the soul of a home or a business. A new divine soul can be transmitted to a pet, a mountain, a city, or a country to replace their original souls. A new divine soul can even replace the soul of Mother Earth. Everyone and everything has a soul. The divine can download any soul you can conceive of. These divine soul downloads are permanent divine healing, blessing, and life-transforming treasures. They can transform, the lives of anyone and anything. Because the divine created this soul treasures, they carry divine soul power, which is greatest soul power among all souls. All souls in the highest layers of heaven will support and assist divine soul downloads. Divine soul downloads are the crown jewel of soul power. Divine soul downloads are divine presence. The more divine soul downloads you receive, the faster your soul, heart, mind, and body will be transformed. The more divine soul downloads your home and the business receives, and the more divine soul downloads a city or country receives, the faster their souls, hearts, minds, and bodies will be transformed. In the soul-led era, the evolution of humanity will be created by divine soul power. Soul power will transform humanity. Soul power will transform animals. Soul power will transform nature and the environment. Soul power will assume the leading role in every field of human endeavor. Humanity will deeply understand that the soul is the boss. Soul power, including soul secret, soul wisdom, soul knowledge, and soul practices, will transform every aspect of human life. Soul power will transform every aspect of organizations and societies. Soul power will transform cities, countries, Mother Earth, all planets, stars, galaxies, and all universes. Divine soul power, including divine soul downloads, will lead this transformation. I am honored to have been chosen as a divine servant to offer divine soul downloads to humanity, to relationships, to home, to business, to pets, to cities, to countries, and more. In the last few years, I have already transmitted countless divine souls to humanity and all universes. I repeat to you now, I will offer divine soul downloads within each and every work of the Soul Power series. Clear instructions on how to receive these divine soul downloads will be provided in the next section. I am a servant of humanity. I am a servant of the universe. I am a servant of the divine. I am extremely honored to be a servant of all souls. I commit my total life and being as an unconditional universal servant. I will continue to offer divine soul downloads for my entire life. I will offer more and more divine soul downloads to every soul. I will offer divine soul downloads for every aspect of life, for every soul. I am honored to be a servant of divine and humanity to offer divine soul downloads. Human beings, organizations, cities, and countries will receive more and more divine soul downloads, which can transform every aspect of their lives and enlighten their souls, hearts, minds, and bodies. The soul-led era will shine soul power. The audiobooks in the Soul Power series will spread divine soul downloads. Together with soul power, soul secret, soul wisdom, soul knowledge, and soul practices to serve humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes. The Soul Power series is a pure servant for humanity and all souls. The Soul Power series is honored to be a total gold servant. Total gold means total gratitude, obedience, loyalty, and devotion for the divine, humanity, and all souls. The final goal of the soul-led era is to join every soul as one in love, peace, and harmony. This means that the consciousness of every soul will be totally aligned with the divine consciousness. There will be difficulties and challenges on the path to this final goal. Together, we will overcome them. We call all souls of humanity and all souls in all universes to offer unconditional universal service, including universal love, universal forgiveness, peace, healing, blessing, harmony, and enlightenment. The more we offer unconditional universal service, the faster we will achieve this goal. The divine gives the divine heart to us. The divine gives the divine loves to us. The divine gives divine soul downloads to us. Our hearts meld with the divine hearts. Our soul meld with divine soul. Our consciousness align with the divine consciousness. We will join hearts and souls together to create love, peace, and harmony for humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join hearts and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. Love all humanity. Love all souls. Thank all humanity. Thank all souls. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.